So, Brandon, I give you here's my $3.5 million maintenance and care claim for medication that may or may not work. But if you don't pay this, my client may die, and I'm gonna sue your client for a really bad punitive damage claim. Well, how do you handle that?
It's just can everybody hear me okay? It's just another day in the office for me.
I write him letters like that even when my clients don't have lung infections.
Very true. Well, typically in those cases, oftentimes, as many of you I'm sure know, the defense would like the Jones Act seaman to undergo an independent medical examination or an IME. Kind of depending on the circumstances, we may have the plaintiff's attorney fight us on getting the IME. Sometimes they go ahead and make their client available. Our doctor will go ahead and examine the seaman and basically give us his opinion as to what they believe his condition is. And as Corey said, the law does state that all doubts and ambiguities are to be resolved in favor of the seaman. Under maritime law, just as under Texas law, though, the medical procedures and the costs involved still have to both be reasonable and necessary. And that is kind of what Corey was alluding to and what we fight about all the time, is his doctors may propose some kind of medical procedure that my doctor would not recommend. He may not recommend it for a number of different reasons. Some of these things that seem to be popping up more frequently in personal injury cases now are stem cell treatments. We see these all the time. A lot of the times we see the athletes are undergoing platelet-rich plasma treatments and stem cell treatments. I think Kobe Bryant did it for his knee. LeBron James does it, the same thing. The problem is a lot of these types of treatments have not been fully approved by the FDA. They're also highly expensive. And so the employer is oftentimes faced with a decision to make.